I believe it was in the spring of 1953, and I was with KBOA until 1956, the latter part of 1956. And then I came back to KBOA for about a year in 60 or 61. When I first came to KBOA, I had a band. It was known as the Ozark Mountain Boys, and later we changed it to the Daydreamers. And we did extensive playing out of Canada as our headquarters. We played all over southeast Missouri, over in Tennessee, down in Arkansas, even as far away as Mississippi, and one or two appearances in Texas. And we worked with a lot of the artists. We booked them in. We played the National Watermelon Festival down in Hornersville 2 or 3 years and had a lot of the Grand Ole Opry stars with us. Warren Smith, Roy Orbison, Carl Perkins, Webb Pierce, Bill Carlisle, just to name a few. Elvis was recording for Sun Records at the same time I was. We worked some shows together. We worked over at the B&B Club in Gobbler. I understand it burnt several years ago, but we was working there at that time, and Elvis appeared there with us on 2 or 3 occasions, and I worked with him on a show up at the Armory in Sykeston, Missouri one time. I believe that was around 1955. He had his original Sun Records out. He hadn't yet went with RCA, and he had That's All Right Mama, Blue Moon of Kentucky, You're Right, I'm Left, She's Gone, You're a Heartbreaker, those type songs. I knew he had a different style when he first started recording for Sun. And when I started working on shows with him and seen the reaction of the crowds and the crowds he drew, I knew the boy had something. We were playing mostly country music at that time. But of course, when Elvis recorded his first record, and then Carl Perkins recorded Blue Suede Shoes, music began to change, and we had to change accordingly with it. I inserted a trumpet, a saxophone, a piano into the band and that we had, and we started to change with it, but we could do anything from Riot Whiskey to Stardust.